Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Machadi, let me come to you on this one. What say you then? Because, you know, these days, the word is very clear that he will put us in front of men, you know, who are not known. You know, he says he will put us in front of men who are not known, you know, men who are very wicked, will deal with us if we basically continue to be immoral when it comes to the practice of the virtues of doing his business in whichever way that he prescribes and points across. Now, I'm also looking into the word on in the issue of morality, and I want to touch the issue of fidelity. Second Chronicles 34:11, they gave it to the craftsmen and builders to buy hewn stone and timber for hymns and to floor the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. Now, there is a business of restoration and the business of building libraries for communities and all that. And there are churches that I know of who have been given by the Father that mandate. And they've turned things around. They've turned these things into gyms. Now it belongs to the pastor now, or they have rented it to a department, a government department, to do things and stuff and stuff. But it's supposed to be for the community. So instead of the community becoming enriched morally, physically, otherwise and spiritually, no, it's just one person who doesn't even live in that town anymore and is taking money to the bank for himself. This is what we see. This is what is happening. This is what is occurring. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mashadi.
As we conclude, Pastor Ray, there's one thing. As churches, we are not in a business that generates profits.
Yeah.
In other words, if we generate profits, therefore, we ought to pay taxes accordingly, just like any other business out there. In terms of leadership, let the leaders lead by example.
Uh-huh.
The leaders, I said to someone, perhaps it's about time that we should stop preaching to congregations and let congregants preach to us on the pulpits, because there's so much sin coming from the pulpits. So much coming from the pulpits. And it's easy for us to stand on the pulpits because we've carried the mic and we can tell them what to do when we ourselves do not do all that. How do I know? Matthew chapter 23. You put the yokes on them double than what you can carry. Let leaders demonstrate the correct, the right virtues. And the beginning thereof is knowing and fearing the Most High God and loving the neighbor as you love yourself. I shared in the week, Muruti, that, you know, when it comes to the parable of the Good Samaritan, you have this boy who just got beaten and wounded and bruised and he was robbed, his clothes were taken and all that. And guess what happens? The first person that walks past the man was actually a priest who received a tenth of a tithe. He walked past. Guess what happens? The second one was a Levite. A Levite received tithes from people. Guess what he does or what he did? He walked past. Guess what? Even today, tithe collecting pastors, tithe collecting churches, the majority of them still walk past the wounded, the robbed, and the maimed, the beaten, the starved, those who are wounded in a way like you can never believe it. Spiritually wounded, families wounded, relationships are on wheelchairs, relationships are on crutches, careers are on crutches, businesses are crushed completely. But Mfundisi still walks past. In fact, Aksum Mfundisi, because Levite was not Mfundisi, but people call themselves modern Levites. They still, as long as you collect tithes, they walk past. We know of organizations that show up when there's, floods. Yeah. When there are floods, there are organizations that show up to help the needy. But Varazikerk at the time, nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be
found. Let us lead by example. The church is an organization that should lead by example. I said the last time, the government shall be upon his shoulders. Let us show government how these things ought to be done so that they would want us in their space. Now they don't want us in their space. Why? Because we are in the same space anyway. How do I know? To the corrupt church, Jezebel is busy preaching. Jezebel is not a woman, it's a spirit that is busy luring people to continue with their immorality, to continue with all the wrong things. But I'm here to remind you that wisdom is still standing and wisdom is still crying out. Philippians chapter 4, and it says, verse 4, be full of joy in the Lord always. I will say again, be full of joy. Let everyone see that you are gentle and kind. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, underline true. Whatever things are noble, underline noble. Whatever things are just, underline just. Whatever things are pure, underline pure. Whatever things are lovely, underline lovely. Whatever things are of good report, underline good report. If there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love always, Pastor Ray. Love always.
All right. And of course, I played that one, which is supposed to be in the final, but it's fine. There's another one that I need to mix with these. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. And talk to us directly there as to what does the Father say with regards to this. We are taking your calls. 012-334-1322. Would you say leaders of today are very fair and not corrupt? Would you say that without a flinch in your eyes?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Mepakula Maureen, because the message is over 9 minutes, I will divide it into three. Let's start with this one. Welcome, Mama.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. As I have mentioned, me Nawuti Ngempela, in me, I am full of praises. Ngigcwele izindumiso ukudumisa uJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi of my life. Jesus Christ, he is my Lord. He is my personal savior. That is why my brother in the Lord and everyone who is listening, it is my talent. You know, in the book, I'll bring the book ukuthi ngempela uNkulunkulu uyasipha i-talent. And the talent that God gives you, use it in a right way so that people can be blessed. Babusiseke abantu ngawe. Ukhulume, ucule, ushumayele. Okwenzani? That is acceptable to him. Here is a song that I would like to bring. Jesus Christ as our Savior. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He saved us, Tina. Thina, we are not Jews, we are the Gentiles. Sani sahlunyelelwa. I will bring the word ukuthi thina sihlunyelelwe. Sifakiwe emthini to the vine, to the branch.
Ibambe khona lapho mama, and then we'll get into another 3 minutes of yours. Let me take a call. Sawubona dumela. Hello sir.
I am Ruteri Likai.
Ruteri Likai.
Ah, Ruteri. No, gente kutlo le team Ruteri. The global champ.
Hey champ, ka utlo man. How are you?
Yes. I'm doing good.
I'm very, very good. Well, my pastor. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
The word of God in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 6, God does not delight in the evil, but yes, rejoice with the truth.
Yes.
There is no God. There is no, like those pastors who act like that. React in the absence of God. They have been ordained. In fact, this is the strategy of the devil to destroy the church of God, to discourage people to follow Jesus, to follow Yahuwah, to believe in the one that created us. So the devil has ordained the pastors who will do those things, yes. And in them there is no compassion. There is no love.
Hey.
There is no fairness. There is nothing like that.
Yeah.
There is greed, because they have the image. The devil have ordained them by his image. He has gave them his image. They are acting like the devil. They appear good in the eyes of people. They appear good in the eyes of the congregation, but they lose with whatever power that the devil gave them, ordained them with it. This is the strategy of the devil. I pray God to open our eyes. I pray God to give us strength to hold on and risk lapa dilo tse di a re nyamisa ra tswa ra selletsa re tswile tseleng re tlohetse nthotsa modimo re tswile mo tseleng ya modimo ka dilo tse satane a di etsang, because o ordainile ba mahlanka ba hae gore ba tle ba di etse dilo tse gore rena re be discouraged. Let us not be discouraged. Let us hold on. Even those things, anything. No, we don't pray God because we pray God, even though those things, Satan adiyeta, they won't discourage us. Even though dilotseo Satan atiela boko kuchelete, we won't be discouraged.
Yes.
We will worship God even though we don't pray God because he has blessed us and we have good pastors or the Christian are acting good, or the Christian are offering, are giving the poor. When the Christians, when the leaders of the Christians, the so-called them Christians, even though they are false Christians, they do evil, we pray God, we worship God, even though they do that. Amen.
Sure.
Then we won't be discouraged.
Yeah,
amen.
We should not, regardless of we what won't. We are facing. We should
they
not.
Want to discourage us. You will continue ministering in that in that seat where you are sitting in the pulpit. Radio pulpit will continue minister the word of God. We'll continue share the word of God. It won't stop. And we will continue listening. We will continue supporting. Amen.
Amen, Champ. Blessings to you, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Butwam, sawubona.
Sawubona, my brother Ray.
Kunjani kodwa?
maniyabulisa igama elihle lenkosi uJesu Kristu mina ngisese right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Siyajabula futhi ukuthi ilento ivoice kaChemp.
Ivoice kaChemp madoda, yeah.
Hey brother Ray. Sawubona madala on a Thursday noma manje?
On a Thursday, nohal, man. Sengkhona, sengkhona ku Thursday.
Ah, this is a good decision, brother Ray.
Mm.
Hey, brother Ray, about the topic. UNkulunkulu waletha ama resources afana negold nama diamonds lapha eSouth Africa.
Yeah.
But brother Ray, if you are benefiting from these resources,
mm.
This was God's blessing. Ukuthi bonke abantu babe nokudla, kungabi noyedwa olala ngendlala.
Mm.
Ipayini lethu silala ngendlala phezulu.
Eish.
Because of Satan uJike wenza this riches kwabanye zaba is son of a pride.
Mm.
In the sin of the flesh.
Yes.
Greedy. Abaholi abaningi bagcina befaka izandla zabo phakathi kudla bodwa into family and friends.
Eish.
Many has sacrificed their principles and their faith. Sebe kuta ku Satan, ku altar Satan, that's right.
Yeah.
Labaholi, bazwise, even other fellow guys, the room, which promises like, invest all your husband's pension, you'll be rich. Yeah, obviously, there was a promise, kuti, nakatenga, le mshini, ogwendi kolite. Igolide uzolemba kanjani ngokukhona amalenta amamine khona ama rice uzongena net overnight
balo
mshini wakho
hey madoda
wathi abantu bayinvestile imali bayakhala today yena kugcini lapha abanye baze base vele manje
yeah
with a promise that you will be rich, you and your family nezizukulwane sezizukulwane empilweni yakho yonke.
Letha imali engaka uNkulunkulu uzokwenzela imali engaka letha ini 700,000
uNkulunkulu uzokwenzela imali yama diamond
hey yo
yapa sithi bazana let us pray for leaders to be God fearing society,
yeah,
to be prosperous both materially and spiritual category. Ngempela uJesu spoke to us a few years ago wathi imali right bena kodwa kuyithanda ngokucila imali ukuze besibeyisa leyo mali.
Yeah.
Many of our leaders, they are slaves, but dance for Satan.
Yes.
Long as they can, they motto is ngaba. Wathi akanamsebenzi nabantu abakhalayo ngalokho. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother.
Hey. My brother, thank you so much, and may the Father be glorified even far much more.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. God be the glory, my brother.
All the time, all the time. Blessings to you too, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. On this, the issue, business virtues, business moralities.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, I am looking at this, you know. Second Kings, and I want to talk about honesty because Mashadia touched the notion of transparency. Honesty in dealing with money, in other words, money should be spoken of in terms of how it has been dealt with, how much is coming in, how much is being spent for what. And the things that it is spent for should not just be things spoken of and they're just ideas for years and years. We should see buildings propping up. We should see bursaries, you know, coming about, people graduating out of these. We should be able to see the feeding scheme, nutrition schemes, training academies coming about, adoptions of schools by ministries and churches, so that we be able to account as to where the money goes. It should not go inside our socks. It should not go inside our back pockets. Every cent be accounted for. But we don't tend to see that, you know. But a report is required. Unless you are as faithful as these men in 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 15. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid for workmanship, for they dealt faithfully. In other words, we need leaders who have what we call faithfulness, who deal faithfully. Do we seem to be having such, Tato?
When it comes to faithfulness, mm-hmm, and being loyal, especially where money is concerned, I think that if we have listeners that are also participants when policies are being made, should really include let there be total transparency, because for as long as no one says anything about the books, for as long as no one asks for how much was spent on that event, for how much was laid down to go to that NPO and whatnot, we are never going to get to the truth. And we are always going to have squabbles when it comes to money. And then in the end, is the father going to trust us with financial resources? Are we going to be trusted with financial resources for investors to come into our lives and our businesses? Are we ever going to have that? Because every time money is concerned, we want to be dodgy. You know, we don't want compliance. We do. But then, every now and then, Modi, you speak and you will find people who are in businesses. And somebody will even make a disclaimer and say, no, not the Muzalwani, but...
Even.
Seriously, they'll go, no, like, no, I'm a believer, but, you know these things, Remoli Fatin. those are the lines there that you get every now and then. And it's so discouraging for... you as a young entrepreneur, and you're thinking, hey, man, okay, so rules are not being followed, and then now what's it for me, simple, you know? Because you are wondering, why is it like this? Wasn't it just so easy to say, no, but we are going to do what's right, you know? So, my thing is that I always really look out for credible leaders, and leaders that have acted, that have been faithful, you know. That way, and you're going to be led right into the hands of God, right into doing what that's expected of you.
Okay. I hear you quite well. I'm reading beautiful messages here towards Mashadi. Mashadi, they say she's a great woman of the Most High. Ishfan. I wish that Mutobi would be listening about Wahai, but she's a great woman of the Most High. Ishfan. Let him not.
All right, we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. As I said, I'm going to juxtapose those messages that Mashadi sent. Now, why? Because I have really made it a point that her messages become generic. In other words, I can play them in the program as long as we are on the theme of morality. I can play them there. You know, as long as we are touching the issue of morality. And remember, at some stage, we touched on corruption, which is the opposite of morality. And it's something that I also asked Tato on. That is, there is no faithfulness. There's such corruption, Mashadi.
Pastor Ray. The Most High is not in the business of embarrassing anyone.
Yeah.
But then I love what he also says, expose through the mouth of Paul, expose these things.
Mm.
You know, there'll be times where we'll talk about people's favorite pastors, including people's favorite celebrities.
Mm.
Because I can tell you now, and research says it as well, every industry has gatekeepers. Every industry decides who's going to be successful, who's not going to be successful, which gates or doors to close or which doors to open for who and why and what kind of sacrifices they have to make and what kind of covenants they have to enter into. Sad. It is corruption to the core. It's happening in Benekant and Kerk. Whether that is about fees and commissions and building this church and who we're going to get to as a service provider.
Mm.
And the service provider is...
Okay, I seem to be losing that one a bit, but I will continue to play it and try to play it. Don't worry.
The service provider happens to be my niece or my nephew or my cousin.
Hey.
They come in to provide services in the church. We pay them. And not only that, I employ my wife, my husband as this and that.
Hey.
I said earlier on, I call it the Hophni and Phineas syndrome. And everybody is from the family. What's worse, Muruti, I start off the church to say God has called me. Hey. As I age, guess what?
Mm.
The title deed is in my name. That's not an issue as far as this is concerned, because I'll talk about that in detail when the time comes. Aibo, there are pastors in the house.
Yeah.
Instead of appointing one of them or any of them as pastors, guess who I appoint?
Mm.
My wife, my husband, my this, my that, my cousin, my that. To safeguard the business that I've already established. What is wrong with you? Askis Mruti. Nepotism, Benekant, and Kerk. Now, Bishop dies. My bishop knows nothing about the word. She's not interested. She never was interested. But all of a sudden, she is now ordained as bishop.
Eish.
By who? By other pastors and other bishops.
Mm.
Man! I call it collusion. They know exactly what they're doing, who's going to get what from whom and how, including the why.
Ooh,
I have a long list here. That includes extortion.
Yeah.
You know, pastor is trapped. Pastor fell somehow, you know, the Russians fall 7 times, but they stand up and they dust themselves off. There are those who got into covenants they can't come out of.
Yeah.
There are those who've made sacrifices. Unfortunately, they cannot come out of those kinds of situations. They are stuck. And now all they have to do is make sure that they've got so much in the bank account so that so-and-so, who is threatening to expose them, can get whatever portion they should get from them. Corruption, Benekant, and Kerk. Ons moet drink die water wat lewe gee. Uit die stroom van die water wat lewe gee.
Yeah.
If pastor is trapped, get out. Let them expose you, it's fine, but get out, because you're worse off. You're not going to be better off, you're worse off. You're getting deeper and deeper and deeper, because there are different levels.
Mm.
Hey, favoritism is another form of corruption. You want that worship leader to lead. You know, you just love that worship leader. And perhaps you do certain things together with the worship leader. You just want this person to lead worship. They have the gift of singing, but they are not anointed. Oops. They have the gift maybe of teaching or preaching, but they're not anointed.
Mm.
And I want to say every gift comes with a form or some form of anointing.
Of course.
The reason is, you have a Saul. Saul could be king, wearing the crown, wearing royal robes, with a signet ring, living in a palace, with security guards, with blue lights all over, but Saul is not the one that is called. Mm. The one that is called is the one you don't like much. Because he's sitting in that corner, and his name is David. But you don't want that David. Even if David can play an instrument, even if David plays the instrument and Saul gets sane from his insanity, Saul does not want him, because David is a threat, poses a threat.
Yeah.
So we end up with a Saul choosing the wrong people to work with him. And the wrong people will lead you nowhere, because the very wrong people want your position anyway. David does not want your position. It's his. He is called. He does it effortlessly.
Mm.
He shepherds effortlessly.
Mm.
He preaches effortlessly.
Hey.
He teaches effortlessly.
Charisma.
He does not have to copy from AI or generate whatever.
Never.
From AI, GPT, what do you call it?
Yeah.
He does not have to get his sermons from Google.
Mm-mm.
He has a gift, she has a gift, and there's nothing anyone else can do about it, because the gifts of the Most High are irretrievable.
Without repentance.
But corruption will make pastor or bishop or apostle to do things he should not be doing, and ignore the right people, because they don't look the part, they don't wear the right suits, they don't run big businesses, they don't bring money into church, they don't look, man.
Hey.
Hence, Proverbs 29:2 would say, where the righteous increase, the people rejoice. Mm. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. When wicked people rule, the people groan. It goes further. Well, there's another text. I'll remember where that is. In fact, you can search it via Google. It says, woe to a nation which is led by a boy.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with age, because in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, we come across kings who were young, who led from age 13, from age 12, and let alone the Son of Man, who preached at age 12, and everyone still wanted to know what kind or what man of man is this who's teaching these kinds of things at age 12. So this has nothing to do with age, because you can be a 60-year-old, 50-year-old, 40-year-old, 80-years-old, remain wicked and immature. And sound like a boy.
Yeah.
We have one instruction. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Expose them. So we cannot be partakers of such. We cannot be unequally yoked. No wonder Paul would say, who has bewitched you? Nataga tongubani. I man. You have click after click after click. There's so many clicks in the church. Mm. And pastor, apostle, bishop are the ones who are masters of causing these divisions, because you've got to divide and rule. You run the church as though you're running political parties.
Yeah.
No wonder Peter the apostle will then say, hey, these guys, some of them would promise you freedom. They would promise you liberty when they themselves are the servants of corruption, of whom a man is overcome, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Then Isaiah says, O sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly, what is wrong with you? And then I understand, and I repeat this scripture because I love it. Jesus then himself says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and the one sent to them, I have wanted, I've desired to cover your children as cheeks under the wings of the mother hen, but you did not want that done. You were not willing. And then he says, until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Son of Man, who comes in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, you will not see me. You will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Son of the Most High. Where do we start? An awareness of Revelation chapter 2, when he speaks to the corrupt church. Yeah. And he gives an instruction, write to Thyatira and say, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. The spirit of Jezebel does not only dwell in women, it can also dwell in a man. And that person may teach, whoever teaches and seduces the servants of the Most High to sexual immorality, to commit sexual immorality and to eat things that are sacrificed to idols, that is a Jezebel spirit. It's like putting someone on a mountain and promising them gold. And that's exactly what happens in churches. You promise them gold, cars, houses, and everything, as long as they can bow to the enemy. That is corruption. In businesses, you'd rather manipulate processes so that you are a favorite and you are loved and you get that promotion. It is still corruption. It is immoral. And he says, I've given you time to repent. I gave you time to repent of your sexual immorality, yet you did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. This has nothing to do with just a physical sick bed. You listen to other people talking, you can tell that the brain, something is wrong with the brain, because they can't speak in a logical manner. 23, I will kill her children with death. Hey, it's the Bible English. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. May the Most High deliver us from the hands or the mouth of the enemy. May he set us free, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let us experience the true freedom that is in the Son of the Most High God. Oh, Abba Yahuwah, deliver us from corruption in the name that is above every other name, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, to the glory of the Most High, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.
Man, and of course, I will read some of the messages that people are sending in as you speak, Mashadi.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, Bab Kumalo, Shadrach Kumalo there. Utin Baba, sawbona.
Sanbonani bafundisi bami, babre, sawbona mfundisi wami.
Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu. Aphinde avule ithuba elihle kangaka. Ngithi mangilethe isixwayiso la bazalwane. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu amabandla angenzi izwi likaNkulunkulu aphenduke umhume wabaphangi. Laqola amarobhas khona uNkulunkulu uzowavala. Uzowavala azovalwa. Uma chubeka ngenkani uzowa burn down. So abona asha amabandla. Because uNkulunkulu lesikhathi uvusa abenhliziyo yakhe. Ngithi mangilethe isixwayiso ukuthi inciku mazingenzi kahle zenza corruption endlini kaNkuluNkulu uNkuluNkulu uzoshaya mayiphenduka inciko zenza umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu ngokwesaba nangokuthuthumela amen
amen siyabonga kakhulu baba inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, Chedrak Kumalo there is saying... we must repent. God is angry about izigebeng. Masha, did you hear that? As we are talking there, I know you're listening, and of course, Masha says she's blessed by the people who are responding and talking there. And you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And the Father is really warning us quite severely. We really need to get back to the virtues of the Father. And I played that insert deliberately because it also addresses the issues of today. Mashadi didn't even know that I would play that. But I had said we are making generic ones since they address this theme in a variety of ways. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Business morals, business virtues, virtues of leadership, handling the issues, the finances of the ministries properly, and pastors basically dealing fairly in this. Are we still seeing such?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, let me read this one. You know, there are people who would leave a ministry and say, I'm leaving a ministry because Umfundisi uyangikwela. He's taken my money. Look, man. I had a friend. His name is Ronnie Nkomo, the son of Monk Nkomo, the chief editor of the Sowetan those days. We were standing outside... Malumatsona is Justice Chungu's house in Attridgeville. So it's just front opposite ours and Ronnie's. And so when we're standing there, this guy comes crying. And we know this guy because he's in one of my discipleship classes, you know. And he's crying. Broad daylight. And I remember very well because it was hot that day. And so we decide to stand because he's crossing the road over to us. And we are asking him what's wrong, but I already knew what's going on. There's a promise that has been broken. The brother had taken money and had given it to the pastor in confidence. And said, look, this is my pension money. I'm going to take it out and give it to you because I'm going full-time into the ministry, so this is the money I have. And the pastor says, no. Give me this money. I want to use this money to do this and this and this and this and this. And I'll bring it back. He never brought it back, according to what this guy says. So he's crying in the streets, and I'm not talking the crying. Have you ever seen a kid crying? He's crying like that. A few weeks ago, I was reminding him because I haven't seen him in more than 20 years. And said, hey, Bona, remember you were crying in the streets? And it is because... of the extortions that many of the people are experiencing at the hands of pastors. Money is being taken away in the confidence that the man of God is doing business that, and he said this is a business that God wants him to do. And they don't bring back that money. Have you ever sat down and when you're sitting down, there's a construction van that stands next to the church and you're sitting down there. Maybe you're waiting for the youth service to say. And then these guys come down and they say, tell your pastor we'll kill him if he doesn't pay our money. Not once. And not one group of people come. Others backslide because in their businesses, you take money from their businesses, from their savings, and you don't bring it back. And once they start talking, you have a pulpit to actually wow the crowds behind you so that these people can be labeled as greedy. Yeah, what? Why did they give them the money to the pastor? They were trying to buy the pastor now. The hen has come home to roost without much information. And such people are sidelined and left outside. It's quite sad. Proverbs 11 verse 1, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Elohim, but a just weight is his delight. Are we dealing in such a way that delights the Father? If we look generally, Tato, what comes to mind?
Our perspective of business has totally just shifted, and shifted with the trends, it shifted with the noise. The standard of integrity has shifted with the noise. We are just a population that will do whatever that fits for everyone. And we are so scared or timid to do what is right and to out. We are timid that we are going to be labeled and have people call you unahana otleva, you know, have people think of you, no, ananahana wetang, this is not the way, even though it's the right way, but this is not the way elukuri this business prospers gayona. When you do this business the right way, it does not give you profit. That's the words on the street. That's what people say when you ask them of things. You ask someone, but how did you overcome the profit margins of this business? Because it seems one can only make 1, 2, 3 instead of X, Y, Z. And the person will tell you, you want to do it the right way. That is why you are losing money. It's shocking, Muruti. It's shocking every day you realize that we have left the mark completely. And it's even scarier that when you look for people in leadership that are doing things right, also because it's just 3 or 4 people that are still compliant, that are still thinking, no, but this needs to please the Father. The standard of my service, I need to be pleased. I need the person that I'm serving needs to be pleased that they take money in my business. But that is not what's happening. Instead, you have young people start off business sometimes, and more to what happens is that out of the failure of the business, a person will not even communicate. While people have sent money already to the person, and the person will not even be able to justify and say, no, guys, it did not work out or whatever, I have refunded you. Seldom you get that.
Yeah,
I've refunded you. If in this time and age you get somebody, I sent you back your money because I could not deliver, you should know that this person is really honest. Because I said to Khalam, you don't deliver, you don't say anything, you don't send back the money, you are not accountable for anything. But you're the one that engaged the public and said this and this and that.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay.
All right, I hear you quite well. Of course, you know, I want us to conclude with this. A prince says, Muruti, church is a business of God, not man. All leaders, to avoid temptation, separate yourself with money. Rather, focus on souls because God calls you to do so. Tsabo ya Modimo e tsamaile mothong, Muruti. That's why Genesis 1 verses 5 and 6, ereng Modimo ile a itshola ka go etsa motho. Shalom. Shadrach, King James, Psalm 74, 4 to 7. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thine congregation. They set up their signs, their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according to what, according as he had lifted up axes upon thick trees. But now they break down the carved work. They fight once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled thy casting down, the dwelling place of thy name, to the ground. Hey, yeah, that's what is happening. That's what we see. That's what we see. Now, as I said, the links and the files that Mashadi has sent are generic, which means I can play them on every theme, on every sub-theme of the main theme of doing business right. Now we are finalizing. We are coming to the end of things. Mashadi, what comes to mind?
Before we got cut off, Pastor Ray, I was just saying that loyalty is a virtue. And if you remain loyal to Yah, if you remain loyal to Abba Yahuwah, if you remain loyal to the Elohim, if you remain loyal to the creator of the heavens and the earth, if you remain loyal to the owner of breath, it would be easier for you to be loyal to an organization or to a leader, or two leaders, or two individuals, and two family, and the list goes on. Respect is a virtue, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
Do we respect each other? Do we respect other people? Do we respect environments within which we work? Do we respect our leaders? Do we respect the very one that we claim to serve? Do the leaders respect the subordinates? Do the leaders, the shepherds, respect those that they claim to shepherd? Do they respect the flock? Because this respect or these virtues is, are not one-sided. We are partakers of his divine nature.
Yes.
Now, coming to business virtues in the church, here we go. Can we see these virtues that I've highlighted in the church? Can we see these virtues being demonstrated by the leadership in the church? Can we see these virtues be demonstrated by the leaders in organizations wherever we work, or in organizations which we own? Can we see these virtues in the very government that we have? Can we see these virtues in various political organizations? I'm referring to virtues when it comes to leadership, and I will stay in my lane, which is a church, the lane of believers. Can we see those virtues, the virtues of more high moral standards, the virtues of goodness, the virtues of good qualities, the virtues of morality, the virtues of righteousness? I'm not sure, Pastor Ray. And I don't want to generalize and say we cannot see these in organizations or in churches. In organizations, we see these written on the mission statements and vision statements and the values of the organization, and including their websites. When it comes to the church, we should see these demonstrated through individuals, because we ought to be walking epistles.
Yeah.
We ought to be able to account for every little thing that we do as a church or as an organization that has put itself to a group of people together to say, this is what we want to do. And for as long as you want 1 cent from somebody, we ought to be in a position to then account as to what we've done with that 1 cent. Here's the problem. If you want your pastor to kosher you, if you want to get fired in church as an elder or as a church member, particularly in the charismatic Pentecostal space, ask pastor, what do you do with the money? Or pastor, can we account as to what do we do with the money? I'm not referring to all churches.
Yeah.
I'm saying the majority of churches do that. In the majority of churches, the pastors do that. If you ask pastor as to what do we do with the money, or pastor, can we account? Ah, that day you are fired.
You're gone.
No, listen, jolly verse. Jesus says, the Son of the Most High, Yahusha, says, they will fire you, they will get rid of you, they will chase you out of the sanctuary. These are the days. What time is it? Skat ban, Liz. Whenever you start telling the truth, speaking the truth, preaching Christ crucified, resurrected, seated on the right-hand side of the Father and Him coming back soon, you will get fired. Ask pastors to account. You will get fired. Ask pastor what you've done with 2 cents, 1 rand. You will get fired. Another test. Tell pastor, for example, that you are not able to tithe anymore because you're no longer working. See how pastor and the elders are going to start treating you. They are going to treat you completely different from the way they treated you before when you had a job. Guess what? In some churches, and rather including most churches, as to what pastors do, they wait for the 10% of your pension fund. Once they get the 10% of your pension fund, including the sacrificial offering that you'll be giving from your pension fund, including your pledge that will be coming from your pension fund, as soon as you are broke, watch how pastor and the elders and the people in the church are going to treat you. And then you're going to move from one church to another, jump one church to another, looking for love, looking for love. There's no love to be found in anyone else except one who is love, who says to you, get into your room, shut your door, call unto your Father, and He will hear you. Only He is transparent. We've got to demonstrate that. When it comes to business ethics, right and wrong, we've got to know that we cannot call evil good and good evil. Yeah. We cannot be in that space. As much as we are infiltrated, we've got to be so clever and wise. Behold, I send you into a world of wolves. Be humble as doves and be wise as serpents. Why? Because a house divided cannot stand. We cannot stand because we don't have shared values. We don't have similar virtues. Someone is in it for business. Someone is in it for his own family. Someone is in it for the next generations. And I trust and hope and I pray that one day your children and your children's children for many generations to come will not be angry at the Most High God for one reason only, that they gave pastor so-and-so 10% of their salaries, including their pension fund, including their retirement annuities, you name it, whatever terminology you have, whatever policy you have, you've taken all that money, all in the name of claiming that you're giving it to the Most High God. In the meantime, a man in the right clothing, looking like Saul, with a crown on his head like a king, with priestly garments or royal robes rather, with the security guards and a big building and blue lights and security guards and servants everywhere. You see them with bodyguards. You've enriched them. You've enriched their families. You've enriched their children. And your children have no bread. They don't even have bribe peg.
Mashadi, let's leave it there. They don't even have bribe pack. I told you, man. And it went well. The sequence went well. Thank you so much. Landu Tato, thank you so much. We really appreciate. And may the Father bless you abundantly. Okay. I think I've lost Landu Tato. I don't know. But it looks like that. And to Mashadi, thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. May He be glorified. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda, Rabba.
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Choose love.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day.
inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.